Isn't he awesome? Yeah, give him the clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, I used to stand up here and get everybody to be silent, and some people were enjoying that and getting themselves prepared to receive the Word of God. And so, and I haven't done it for a while. And so right now we're going to ask you if you can empty your minds out and just be quiet in His presence. Be silent in His presence right now. When I mean silent, you've got to work at letting your mind not be loud. Amen? Thank you, Jesus, for your presence, for saving me, writing my name down in heaven, forgiving all my sins. I thank you, Jesus, for the power of your Holy Spirit, the power of your name. Right now, I bind Satan. In Jesus' name, I bind principalities and powers. In Jesus' name, I bind Leviathan. In the name of Jesus, I release my faith, asking for the Shekinah glory, your presence, Jesus, to fill this place. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. You're ready to go now. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There's nothing like getting in the peace of God and being quiet. Training your mind. You see, it's nothing but a muscle up there. If you don't rest it, you'll overwork it, and you'll get a sore muscle. You know, you overwork these muscles, they get sore, right? You overwork your brain, you get sore. Amen? Some people overwork it, then they just can't go anywhere because they can't receive because their mind, their brain is overworked. And so that's the whole idea of being quiet, being silent in His presence. You can do it at home. You can go in a room somewhere, pray in tongues for a bit, and then just shut everything down. People say, I can't do it. Yes, you can. Because the Bible says you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. So that wouldn't be truth. That would be a spirit of error you're hearing from. I can't do that. The reason why you can't do it is because you're leaning on your own five senses. You're not leaning on the Spirit of God to help you to do that. If you say, Holy Spirit, help me. I want to be quiet. I want to be in peace. He'll help you. And you keep practicing that. All of a sudden, you'll be there and you'll be thinking of nothing. That's when God starts speaking to you. He speaks to us all the time, but that's when you can really hear Him. He'll say, don't go over there. Don't do this. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, we're talking about the pathway to faith. And it's important that you follow along today. And if your mind goes to California somewhere, you need to get a CD or a DVD. Because it's going to tell you exactly what's going on in our lives. And the answer is always in the Word of God. It isn't in your mind unless you've got a renewed mind. It isn't. It's always in Scripture. Every answer you need for any problem you have is in Scripture. The trouble is, we have to learn to look up the Scripture. If I'm depressed, you can find it in the Bible. If I'm oppressed, if my body is having all kinds of attacks, there's something God wants you to do, and the answer is in the Word of God. And once you find it, you build that promise into you. Then that promise, you see, which is hope and the faith will bring that into sight. It'll become a part of your life. If you're having trouble with finances, there's answers in the Scripture. If you're having trouble with a job, there's answers in the Scripture. If you're a Christian, that means Christ-like, then you want to get the answers from God and not from your mind. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. So we're going to start. We're going to go through some Scriptures now, and you need to get your mind. That's the reason why we were quiet this morning. You need to make sure your mind don't go off and you become a forgetful hearer or not a doer of the Word of God. Amen? Turn, if you would, Jerry, please. Mark 11. Ah, Mark. By the way, Mark was here Friday. Some of you don't know who he is. He plays the guitar here. And I told David this morning, when Mark comes back, he's going to stay up there. And so we'll use both of them. But Mark had to bring his boy back to the hospital in Denver. I don't know if he brought him yesterday or what. Because he got him home, and he went right back in the old cell, right back in the old thing. He's got an eating problem. And so Mark had to run him back up there. He told me Friday he was going to run him up the following day. I don't know if he did or not. I gave him a little wisdom what I'd do about it. And I said, you're the dad. You can do and make your own decisions, but this is what I would do. And I told him so. And I had someone come in the office who told me, she had a little testimony that some time ago that they had something wrong with their eye. They couldn't hardly see out of it. And I said, God's healing, and I'm just going to rush over there. God's healing someone's eye right now. That person felt heat go into that eye, and she hasn't had a problem since. Yeah, I prayed over someone's finances, and they just got a notice that they're going to be receiving $10,000. God's answering prayer. The trouble is, you get a word of knowledge, you get a word of wisdom, and you just stand there and say, duh, what's that mean? There's many, many things that happen to people that come to creative faith. Listen to this. I said Friday night. I said, someone's got a stomach problem. How many, the people here Friday night, you remember me saying that Friday night? And no one responded. A lady came up after and said, you know, I had problems in my stomach. And the minute you said that, I reached out and grabbed it. And my stomach don't hurt no more. I went, doesn't the Bible say, go tell what the Lord has done? But you see, she's been taught one way of doing it. If I reached out and grabbed it and the pain left, I'm not going to raise my hand and say I had a stomach problem because it's gone. Jeez. So when I speak something out, either as something into your life with a word of knowledge or a word of wisdom, you need to take hold of it. It'll come to pass. It'll happen. Many times I give a word of wisdom and I say, this is what God's going to do in your life. That's the answer. This is what God's going to do. A lot of people don't understand this ministry. Guess what? You're not alone. I don't either. I'm just being obedient to God. There's many things about God I don't understand. Hallelujah. So remember Mark in your prayers if you would. Amen. Mark 11:22. This is where we were for 11:22, Jerry. Oh, we're still looking for it. Praise God. There it is. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. This scripture means interpret, have the God kind of faith. Amen. And so I'm going to back up a little bit. When you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you received the gift of faith. Okay? Now let's see what the scripture, how that can settle in your spirit, how you can believe that. Okay? Turn, if you would, next place, Jerry, to John 16. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Get it yet? Okay, I'm going to read it. John, we're going to John 16, verse 13. I want to show you something so you won't forget what we already read. Mark 11:22. Have the faith of God. Have the God kind of faith. Okay? When you get saved, when you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you receive the gift of faith. Okay? However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come to you, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. Okay, now go to 14, if you would, Jerry, please. Hallelujah. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. 15, verse 15, 16, 15. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. Now, if you go back and you, Mark 11:22, you see, walk in the faith or the God kind of faith. When I got saved, confessed with my mouth and believed in my heart, you see, I received the gift of faith. Why? The Father has placed everything in Jesus, okay? You've accepted Jesus Christ into your life, so you have really received the God kind of faith. Can you see that? Can you see that, what it's saying here? The Holy Spirit will take from Jesus. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. He'll take from Jesus. When I accepted Jesus, confessed with my mouth, believed in my heart, I received the gift of faith. Because the Father has placed everything in Jesus, and I have received Jesus as my Lord and Savior. So Jesus has come into my life. The Holy Spirit is in me to release in me those things. Now, there's 2 points here, saints. One, the fruits of the Spirit is the process that you go through. The gifts of the Spirit can be imparted to you, anybody, at any time. So everything you need is in you in Christ Jesus. So if you're going through some struggles, God's trying to produce a character of Christ in your life, that's a process we go through. It's cultivated. It's God working in you so the outside becomes the character of Christ. But the gifts of the Spirit can be imparted at any time. That's why you find in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it's according to his will about the gifts of the Spirit. And so he does it. Now, he can impart a gift through you, and he can withdraw that. You remember the guy down in Florida had the revival? I can't think of his name now. Huh? Todd Bentley. Okay? What happened with him? God was imparting gifts through him. He got into involved with another woman in some booze. But guess what? People out there were still getting healed when he was involved in this stuff. That was a sovereign move of God, imparting those gifts to those people, whatever they needed. Paul said, I long to see you that I may impart some spiritual gift into your life. So fruits is a process that you go through, you see, so God the Holy Spirit can work out your love. Now you know, if you go back, you do have the God kind of faith. We just don't know how to work it. You have the God kind of faith, and so God says it's in you because when you accepted Jesus Christ, you received the gift of faith because everything the Father has was in Jesus, and you receive Jesus, and you receive all of Jesus. Amen? Isn't that what that says? All things that the Father are mine, therefore I said that he will take mine and declare it to you. He meaning the Holy Spirit in you and I. Okay? The Holy Spirit in you and I will impart the God kind of faith. What happens is the 5 senses are natural, demands a sign. God demands faith. So you can demand a sign all you want, but that's not faith. We walk by sight, by faith, and not by sight. Right? You will get to see it. Because the God kind of faith will bring it into your life. Jesus. Everybody at some time say, how come in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus was doing all these things, and today it ain't working? Because he was walking in the God kind of faith. The Bible says he was taught by the Father in John. He also said, I only say what the Father says. I only do what I see the Father do. We're not there. You know why? We don't have the understanding how the God kind of faith, how we have it in us, and the Spirit wants to take from Jesus and release it into us. So he's working with you and I to bring forth the fruits of the Spirit. That's a process. I don't know how long it's going to take. It depends how rebellious we are. When God says, pray for those who despitefully use you, I ain't praying for him. You won't believe what he done to me. I ain't praying for her. You won't believe what he... How's he going to get the fruits to operate? So it depends how rebellious you stay in that position, you see. But the gifts of the Spirit, he can impart anytime he wants to, excuse me, and through anybody. So if you're trying to get a gift, God wants to position you in a place where the cancer comes before you from someone else, or multiple sclerosis, the blind eyes, you see? And you say, well, call Pastor Mayo. A lot of people do this, or some other pastor, so on and so forth. He will impart that gift through you. And once he imparts the gift, the Holy Spirit will release the God kind of faith to get you to believe that that's coming through you. See, the five senses, saints, just dries us up a tree. We just think, we say sometimes, I'm not worthy, I haven't seen that, I don't understand that. But when you see Scripture speaking to you, God saying to you, it's a promise that the Spirit will take from Jesus and give to us. So you have received the God kind of faith when you accepted Jesus into your life. You see that? Some of you need to get that DVD or whatever they call that, CD thing, and go home and play it over and over and over and over. You know why I used to lay in my bed 4 hours at a time and pray in tongues and listen to Ken Copeland's tapes? Ken Copeland? Yes, Ken Copeland. Kenneth Hagin? Yes, Kenneth Hagin. Do you know during my time way back then, you couldn't talk to anybody about the supernatural? You could talk to God about it. I could talk to my wife about it. But if you mentioned it to anybody in a church or something, don't go around Mayo. See, I didn't get saved to stay on milk. I want to grow. I want to get positioned by the Holy Spirit so God can flow and use me. God can flow and use you. Why do you think you're here under this anointing? Because you have a desire in you to do the same thing. A lot of you people think you came here for this reason, but really, God's trying to give you a desire to seek more of him. God's wanting you to give you dreams and visions and impart gifts in your life. I talked to two pastors this past week, and both of them left the ministry. See, I've known these individuals for a long time. You know why they left? Both of them were hurt by people. Well, that's all part of it. Many times I walk away and somebody will say, hey, Brother Mayo, you've got a hole in your shirt. I know, somebody just stabbed me. God can't produce the fruits, you see, because they call Jesus the devil and all kinds of different things. They may, if you're in ministry or wanting to go in ministry, you're going to need the character of Christ. You're going to need the power of the Holy Spirit to pray for those who despitefully use you. You're going to have to do that, saints. Else you stay on milk, and Paul, and God will say, I can't teach you anything supernatural because you're still on milk. You won't understand. See, we got to have a desire. You're here, and God's imparting a desire in you to want to go deeper, to want to experience God. Why get saved and not want to experience God? Amen? So Jesus, if you're wanting to understand this, Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, he walked in the God kind of faith. That's why he could say, take up your bed and walk. That's why he could say, water turn into wine without no grapes. That's why he could say, Lazarus, come forward. And guess what? You have that faith in you. Because when you accepted Jesus Christ, and I'll keep repeating it, you see, you got into your life the wholeness of God. Father gave everything to Jesus. I've accepted Jesus. Unless you want to accept just a few things, it's still in you, all of it. See, if God's going to produce, fill me with your love, Jesus. If God's going to produce love in me, he's going to get somebody to come against me. God wouldn't do that, oh, really? Or you may have a problem with your checkbook. All of a sudden you start saying, I don't know about God. I don't know about all this stuff that Mayo talks about. I ain't talking about nothing. I'm preaching Scripture. It's God's thoughts. It's God's Holy Spirit. Everybody gets all bent out of shape because it doesn't happen yesterday. What do you think? I'm bent way out of shape then because I've been 35 years. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now turn if you would. You ready, Jerry? John 11. John 11. 39 to 44. We'll start there and just cut right in there. 39, 11, you got it? Oh, there it is. Jesus said, take away the stone. I don't care what's got you so you can't breathe. I don't care what's got you locked in. Jesus has already said, take away the stone. And you and I have the God kind of faith. Because when you accepted Jesus, you accepted the gift of faith, right? And the Holy Spirit's taken from Jesus and given to us. So everything, when you accepted Jesus, you received everything. And guess what? There's many people who live under a rock for a long time. Locked in some area of emotions, of depression, or oppression. She said this, he said that. And it just drives your mind up a tree. You just can't bring yourself, you see. Whatever's covered you, whatever's locked you in. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, when he comes in, he says, all sin is forgiven and forgotten. What is bothering you? Is it a sin conscience? Jesus said, take away the stone. It's time. Now, this is the God kind of faith. And he said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead 4 days. You see, I don't care how long the problem has been going on. I don't care how long you have been in this area of your mind and so on and so forth. It's never too late to operate in the God kind of faith. The reason why we don't, because we don't have the light and revelation that we have the God kind of faith that can cause that situation to change. We haven't been trained by the Holy Spirit how to walk in the God kind of faith. The God who said in Genesis, let there be light. Let there be the planets up there and so on and so forth. Creative Faith Ministries means that. It's a faith that's in you, a God kind of faith that can create. Not your faith, but the God kind of faith. And then he said here, Jesus said to her, did I not say to you, if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? Didn't he say to Creative Faith or every individual in Mark 9:23, if you believe, all things are possible to those who believe? Didn't he say that? See, I'm constantly saying, you know, God, I want you to teach me faith. Hope don't please you, although hope is, we have a God of hope, but faith pleases God. And God says, you know, I want you to experience my faith. I want you to be able to talk to your wife, your husband, your finances, that sickness, that disease, that wheelchair, and the God kind of faith will cause that to happen. I want you to experience that. You came into my life, Jesus says. You've confessed with your mouth, believed in your heart. and you received all of that into your life, now you're going through a process for the fruits. But guess what? God can impart a gift anytime he so chooses. It's not on my demand. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it's according to his will. He can impart it if you just got saved yesterday. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was. I'll tell you one thing. I really sense there's a lot of people in here that's got a lot of works that have been dead. You have the power to give life to them. Hallelujah. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I know that you always hear me, because the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe. He said it for their purpose. You know the wonderful Holy Spirit is in you and I? See, the first thing we do when we get in front of cancer or sickness or disease, is it going to work? Well, that wouldn't be the God kind of faith speaking, would it? It always works. Well, I pray and I know it hasn't worked. It always works. I don't care how bad it seems. I've prayed for people who have gone with cancer, gone down to 60 pounds. I've prayed for people that the hospital was keeping alive by tubes, and their spirit was no longer with them. And when they asked me to go pray for that individual, I said to the individual, I said, she's not here. What do you mean? She's right there. I said, no. Her life, her real life, her spirit's not here. Well, he got mad. His color of his face turned a little different color and looked at me, and it wasn't a minute. The doctor came in who was a Christian. He said, by the way, so-and-so, he called him by his name. He says, her spirit's not here. And I looked at him, I said, she's gone. You might as well pull the plug. Don't you want happiness for your wife? She's in a better place. She's with Jesus. She's walking around in heaven. No pain, no sickness, no disease, no depression, oppression. You're walking around heaven. You know what it is? We have trouble releasing people. Because the one that stays behind usually suffers the most. Right? Hallelujah. So no matter how bad the situation looks, if you can let God the Holy Spirit train you to operate in a God kind of faith, you can change that situation. And you don't have to wait till the person gets down to 60 pounds of cancer or whatever. If you're trained by the Holy Spirit and you really believe when you accepted Jesus Christ, you accepted the gift of faith, and everything you need is in you, the Holy Spirit will release that through you. Usually we get to pray for people who are really, really bad off. They're down to, you know. I walked into a hospital one time when I was called to go down there. I walked into a hospital, and that woman probably was, I don't know, 60 pounds. And there was three people in that room. And they said, would you pray, Pastor? I said, sure. I knew she was gone. I don't want to hurt them people say, I ain't gonna pray, she's dead. You know? Because I don't understand everything of God. Maybe she's dead, maybe she's in the tomb, but maybe God could raise her. For me to look and be moved by what I'm seeing is not faith. So I prayed for the individual. Me and Betty wasn't home 15 minutes, and the phone rang and said, she's gone. Well, I said, you know, and I knew this woman. She was a wonderful businesswoman, very successful and everything else. Used to visit our church in North Park from time to time. Didn't come regularly, but came from time to time. Hallelujah. Really neat lady. I don't understand why John the Baptist had his head cut off. I don't understand why Stephen was doing miracles and he was stoned to death. I don't understand none of that. But I don't focus on that. I focus on my relationship. I focus on, can I pray for people? Can I help them? Can I set them free? Can I feed them the Word of God? Can I tell them about the God kind of faith? Everybody in here who's saved, if you have accepted Jesus, you've received the gift of faith. So now you won't wonder, why did it happen in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? Because it's very, very simple. He walked in the God kind of faith. If you have that much, listen now. Okay, let's do this. Matthew, Jerry, Matthew 17, 20. Matthew 17, 20. Hallelujah. So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for surely I say to you, he was talking to the people, I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, listen, saints, a mustard seed is very small. But if it's a God kind of faith, see, it's not how much faith you have, it's whose faith you have. But he said here, if you, because of your unbelief, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain. So a mustard seed isn't very much. But if it's a God kind of faith, if it's God's faith, it'll cause the mountain to go. It'll cause the sickness to go. It'll cause a money problem to go. Why? It isn't how much faith you have. It depends on whose faith you have. Is it the God kind of faith? Think what he's saying there. If I have just a mustard seed of his knowledge, that's all I need. If I have a mustard seed of his wisdom, the word of wisdom, that's all I need. I don't need a whole bunch. Just that much will cause a mountain to go, will cause sickness and disease to go, will cause your body to be healed. Because if it's a God mustard seed, if it's a God faith, can you see that? I know all of us will say, well, how much faith do you have? It isn't the quantity, it's the quality. Amen? So if you're trying to memorize 100 scriptures to get more faith, I know faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, but all that is convincing you, the promises convince you that you're qualified. But if you go back to what I said, have the God kind of faith. When I accept Jesus Christ into my life, I receive everything because the Father gave everything to Jesus. Now everything is in me and the Holy Spirit wants to take from Jesus and give to me. So Jesus said to them, and he's saying the creative faith, people who are sitting here right now, this thing isn't Jesus speaking 20,000 years ago. He's speaking the same thing today. Because of your unbelief, and that's one of the problems we all have, I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Nothing will be impossible if it's the God kind of faith. If that mustard seed is the God kind of faith, that's all you need. And guess what? You have it. You just got to be taught by the Spirit how to do it. So you have to be willing to get into situations where it takes that that mustard seed of faith to move that mountain. And a mountain can be anything. A very bad financial problem. Maybe somebody here is trying to go in business. And the world is trying to close doors on you. See, what you need to do is say, God, help me get out of the way. And close the doors that I'm trying to open by my five senses. And open the doors that you want open. See, we have to get out of the way. And let God be God. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Turn to Psalms 33. We'll go to 6 and 9. 33. Praise you, Jesus. And I'm just going to read it. Starting with verse 6, 33. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. That's how you're going to make things, saints. and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. That's the Spirit. Did you get it there? 33. 6. I think I'm down to, 6. 7. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deep in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Let all inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. Listen now. Listen now what he's going to say. Watch this. For he spoke and it was done. When Jesus walked in the God kind of faith, he spoke and it was done. Whether it's blind eyes, whether it's pick up your bed and walk, whether it's Mary said, do what he says, and he said, water turned to wine. Because it's a God kind of faith. That's how Jesus operated. Because the scripture is very clear. Jesus said, I do nothing unless I see the Father do. I say nothing unless I hear what he says. He was being taught by the Father what to say and do. Then the Father left everything and placed it in Jesus. And you and I accept Jesus Christ. What's the problem? We don't have the light and revelation yet. For he spoke and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. You command that devil, he ain't coming in your house. He ain't coming in your finances. He ain't coming in your marriage. He will stand where you tell him to stand. Get back out in the darkness and stand there. In Jesus' name. That's the God kind of faith. That's the Word of God. That's imitating God. That's the Holy Spirit working in you and I. Amen? Hallelujah. Are you ready, Jerry? James 5:15. You're good, Jesus. 5:15. In the prayer of faith. Now listen, saints. Listen now. In the prayer of the faith will save the sick. The Lord will raise him up. If he has committed sins, he'll be forgiven. What prayer of faith? The God kind of faith. I know it's a faith of, we pray in the name of Jesus, but it's a God kind of faith. That's what raises him up. I was talking to God, and I thought I did all this scripture stuff, and that's what healed me from MS. God said, no, I imparted the gift of healing to you.
You mean it wasn't what I done?
And God said, no. And it took me 7 years. I didn't dare to say, why'd you wait so long? Well, what he was doing, he was building the fruits in me. But that doesn't mean he could impart it without that. The prayer of faith, the God kind of faith, will cause people to rise up and be healed. Hallelujah. Amen? Now jump down to 17. Well, first of all, 16, Jerry. 16, Jerry. 5:16. Confess your trespasses to one another. Pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Well, if you're trying to get righteous, you're spinning your wheels. You're already righteous. Aren't you righteous? Jesus said we're righteous. Go before the Father. Come to the throne room boldly for mercy and grace. Because why? You're in right standing. That's what that means. Because of Jesus. See, we don't even... If Jesus took every sin, murder, homosexuality, every sin, people don't go to hell for the sin. They go to hell for rejection of Jesus, the mercy of Jesus. That's a sin against the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Okay, jump down to 17. J- Jerry, if you would, 17, verse 17. Oh, it's up there. Oh, praise God. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. So you don't want to put him. And he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years. That's the God kind of faith. That's the God kind of faith. He's no different than you and I. You remember he said John the Baptist is the least in heaven? He's the guy that gave his life. He says, Elijah says, it ain't going to rain for three years. I think it was last week or maybe a week before, I'm not sure. I went home and it was predicted it was going to snow. Was it last week? 2 weeks ago. Just help me out when I get sliding somewhere. So 2 weeks ago, I said, God, I'm in my prayer. I got to preach Sunday. I don't want to go through no snow. George and Dorothea said to me when I told them that, it went right around us. Now, that's not a boastful thing, but that is the God kind of faith. Does it operate all the time? Absolutely not. Because I think I'm so good, you know, I can just do these things and I don't call upon God. And now, I know you don't do that. And then it goes on to say, and he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. Hallelujah. Can you imagine? It ain't going to rain according to my word. And when I speak it, then it's going to rain. The only way he could do that would be the God kind of faith. See, the church, the body, is being starved from the supernatural, from God. Being starved of your rights because everything is in you. Because everything was in the Father he gave to Jesus. You and I accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And everything came into us. Now we're not listening to the Holy Spirit, how to him to release that through us. There's somebody here, you see, you're lacking happiness. Well, how can you be not happy with God in you? That's not me putting you down, but isn't that a good question? Like, God can't produce happiness. He can't send happiness into me. He can't send me a husband. He can't send me a wife. And when he does, I don't want that one, God. Which one do you want? Ooh. You have a Marilyn Monroe around? I don't want this. I don't want to do that. Hallelujah. The God kind of faith. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. What did I write down over here? Well, I said most of it, Jesus. Proverbs 16:3. There's people struggling here. Listen now what God's going to say. There's people struggling in some areas here. And this is your answer. This is your answer. Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. The works must be committed to the Lord. It becomes the Lord. Then the thoughts are established. See, we want the thoughts established first. Tell me what to do, God. Have you committed it to God? Psalms 37:5. Commit your way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass. He will bring it to pass. Don't give it to him and take it back. Don't be playing ping pong with God. Blink, blink, blink. Hallelujah. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also him, that's a faith, and he shall bring it to pass. says, people here have been waiting for God to do something for a long time. Well, are you doing what that says, commit your way to the Lord, or are your five senses dictating to you which way God's way is? Praise you, Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Well, what is Matthew 14? I got something here. Matthew 14, 31. Praise you, Jesus. What does that say? Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand, caught him, and said to him, "Oh, you of little faith." He's referring to Peter. Listen now. What Jesus done here, he imparted the God kind of faith. If that's you, Lord, call me out in the water. Here's where the battle is. Jesus said, "It's me. Come on out here." And then the storms or the waves caused him to lose the God kind of faith. The same thing that happens all the time. If you're going to get the God kind of faith, God calls you out on the water. He imparts the God kind of faith in you. There's going to be attacks. You may say, well, if this is God, I wouldn't be going through this. I'm not going over there. I'm not doing this. See, when Jesus said, "It's me, come on out here," we got to learn to hold on to the God kind of faith. Whatever's coming against us, whatever mountain, whatever storm, we got to hold on to that. God's right there to keep that God kind of faith in us. Amen? Can you see what that says there? Hallelujah. But he did stretch out his hand, and he did help Peter. But listen, immediately he lost the God kind of faith. When the God kind of faith said, "It's me, come on out here." Where has God called you to step out? "I don't know how to do it." Yes, you do. Scripture tells you how to do it. Holy Spirit tells you how to do it. See, it's just like Peter got out there and the five senses got involved. "Oh, my God! Help me! I'll never forsake and leave you." Amen? Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what happens to us, saints. When the God kind of faith is imparted, things happen. Praise you, Jesus. Well, I don't want to read the whole thing anyway. Hallelujah. You get the picture, right? It's going to happen, saints. When God gives you the God kind of faith, watch it. Things are going to happen. I said Friday, when God gave Daniel that God kind of faith, he just sat down with a lion. When he gave Moses that God kind of faith, Pharaoh coming this way and the Red Sea that way, and he can't swim, and he's got 1 million people, 2 million people, whatever it is, he didn't run. Every time you get the God kind of faith and Jesus calls you out into a place, something will happen. It doesn't mean he's withdrawing himself. It doesn't mean he won't give you a chance again. God never gives up with us. But there's a lot of people, as people sitting here, God's called you out into a place because your flesh or your five senses doesn't understand it. You just don't want to go there. You just don't want to do it. Well, we don't have to worry about getting over early. There's no more Tebow time, so. Hallelujah. Why do you say that? Because I can. Hallelujah. Well, that's a good CD for you to get. Amen? Put one on there, Jeff. I'll let you pick it out. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Huh? Everybody, if you want to laugh, laugh. It won't bother me. I got a big old fingerprint on my glass here, and I'm looking around it, and I'm going getting cross-eyed. I got to clean it in. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. If there's anybody here who's hurting in the mind, you got some emotional problems, if anybody here is lonely, if anybody here is lacking finances, is anybody here that needs healing in your body, is any of those people, any of the people here that have these problems and other problems, things like, excuse me, I didn't mention, you need to come up here, let God impart some faith into you. Amen? Or healing or whatever it may be. So if I name those things, hallelujah. There's somebody who's got a hip problem. Someone's got a hip problem. Hallelujah. God's touching in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. A spine is being healed right now down the lower part of the back. A spine is being touched right now by Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There's somebody who has kidney problems. You have burning from time to time, and God is healing that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. There's somebody who is really, really exhausted all the time. There's something to do with your liver, and God is healing that right now in Jesus' name. If you're really, really exhausted all the time, God's going to touch your liver, because that's what's coming from that particular part of the body. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Let this lady in. She's coming up here. Come right up here, dear. You bet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Lord. Give me that oil up here, please. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How you doing, dear? Still going through the kidney thing, the process? Twice a week? Three times a week. Hallelujah. Just raise your close your eyes. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, the God kind of faith creates miracles, Lord, into her kidneys right now. The God kind of faith, Lord Jesus Christ, create new kidneys, Lord, or heal the ones in there in Jesus' name. Impart into her, Lord. Impart into her, Father God. Let your Holy Spirit come upon her. Let her feel heat all through her kidneys right now because of your love and your presence, Lord. I anoint her, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I thank you for the God kind of faith, Lord, that's being released into her. The Holy Spirit taken from Jesus. And every bit of it, Lord. And every bit of it in Jesus' name. Oh. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch him right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. God is showing me you're confused about some things because there's no depth of wisdom in some areas or understanding something. But God said he's guiding your life. He's bringing you where you should be. And so God says, release your faith and trust in me. I will give you the ability to receive wisdom, the spirit of wisdom into your life that will cause you to understand things you don't understand. You have approached from your mind and from your five senses, but God is going to show you how to approach with the spirit of a living God, that you can believe and accept that which God is doing in your life and that where God has placed you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I praise you, Lord, that you're filling him full of love right now. Your love, Lord. Filling him full of hope, Lord. Filling him full of faith right now in Jesus' name. Let the Holy Spirit take from Jesus and give to him right now, Lord, whatever he needs in that area, Lord. Let it manifest for your glory in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, impart into Bill right now, Lord, this spiritual wonder, Lord, of the Holy Spirit, these spiritual wonders we give, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, let him have the awareness, Lord, that these things are in him, Lord, and will be imparted through him, Lord, in Jesus' name. Into his own body, Lord, the gift of healing in Jesus' name. Into his own body, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. is going to go right into your hand, right up through your shoulder, or right across the back of your neck. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The God kind of faith. God kind of faith. In Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, everything is going to be blown away by the Spirit of God today. It all is going to be blown away. Hallelujah. The wind of the Holy Spirit. Oh, the breath of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The God kind of faith. Thank you, Lord. The God kind of faith. The God kind of faith. In Jesus' name. Thank you, God. The God kind of faith. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. The God kind of faith. Thank you, God. The Spirit of God. God kind of faith. Hallelujah. Oh, the God kind of faith. Yes. I just impart into her, Lord, gift. Let it manifest in her life, Lord. Let it be encouraged. Let her have joy. Let happiness come, Lord. Let her life be filled, Lord. Let her life be filled, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, the God kind of faith. I can see a shade coming up. God's going to open your eyes to something. There's some wisdom God is going to flow into your life by the Holy Spirit. But what you couldn't see before, you're going to understand, and you're going to have this wisdom that you're going to be able to see it now, and you're going to act accordingly by the Spirit of God that's in you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The breath of God, the Holy Spirit, fall on her. Thank you. isn't God good? Oh, yeah, give him a clap offering. Hallelujah. Whoa, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the praise and worship, Lord. We just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. I speak by faith, the God kind of faith, financial blessings into these people that are sitting in your presence right now, Lord, that they will have what they need, Lord. Nothing will be held back because in them is the God kind of faith that the Holy Spirit is releasing into them. We thank you, Lord. I can see somebody receiving a check. I can see someone upset because you just tore a check out of your checkbook and you don't think there's enough in there. God says you ought to check your bank account. Maybe God has solvently put something in there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The numbers may not be the same as you've written down. If you can believe that God's a miracle God working God and Jesus operated in the God kind of faith and he is in us and the Holy Spirit, he can do miracles. He caused manna to come out of heaven, water to come out of a rock. He spoke through a donkey. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He may be speaking through a donkey right now, but believe it. Amen? Hallelujah. A rascal? Not a donkey. A rascal. Not a donkey. But can the rascal be on the donkey? I saw a monkey on a dog running through a stadium the other day. Riding a dog. Did you see that? Everybody see that? Huh? Yes. Praise God. You're blessed. You ought to get that message, go home and play it over and over and over when you get some time. Play it over and over and over and over. Play it over and over and over and over. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Has somebody got an appointment at a bank? Huh? Who said yes? You got an appointment at a bank? Praise God. Someone's thinking about that. Someone's got an appointment at a bank. And God said it's going to happen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Whatever that is, I don't have to know. All I need to do is be truthful and faithful and speak out what God said. Anybody else have an appointment at a bank? Or hallelujah. Anybody else? Well, you can have an appointment at God's bank. Amen? Listen, that lady came up here and I prayed over her a week ago, 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. Doesn't matter what time it was. Was it in 11 or 12? Was it 11? The same thing can happen to you, you saints. I'm telling you, God is a generous God. He's a loving God. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Someone's got a chally horse in your wallet. God's going to heal it. That's what God said, called it. Hallelujah. Well, I don't know about that. You don't have to know. If he sends you money, you don't want to bring it to me. I'll take care of it. Amen? Say, thank you, Jesus. Well, shake someone's hand. Say something nice.